All right, I want to take you back to the big... Well, that was a marathon day on Saturday. Here we go.
Guardians have the corners, two down, 15th inning, 6-6 game.
15th inning.
Pitch to Rosario, swung and grounded up the middle, off the glove of Palacios, in the center field. It's a game winner. Hedges will score, and the Guardians find a way to win again. Their sixth walk-off win. They have beaten Minnesota 8 times in their last at bat and have walked off Minnesota 3 times. And the Guardians in 15 innings survive Minnesota as they sweep the doubleheader, winning the nightcap 7-6.
Tank was kind of empty for Sunday, but Bob, I thought that putting that guy on second base is supposed to shorten up those extra innings games on that. But we have Bob DiBiase of the Guardians joining us this morning. It's brought to you on WEOL by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. How's it going, Bob?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, you're right. The man on second is supposed to make the extra frames go a little quicker, but... not for us on Saturday. Both teams had so many chances getting the guy to third, less than two outs, and just couldn't get the job done. It was a pretty thrilling baseball game, I have to admit. Long, long, long day at the ballpark, but to take two and put the Twins, who are now under 500 overall record and six back. We won more today at 110 against the Twins, and then a big three-game series against the White Sox starting tomorrow in Chicago.
Yeah, we have a regular pitcher on the mound today, Cal Quantrill, going against the Tribe. How tough is it when we got to kind of piece things together or bring some newbies up and say, here, we're in a pennant race, do your job?
Well, you know, with Aaron Civale, who actually is going to pitch tomorrow, so he'll be back, and Zach Plesac going on the injured list, you know, it's next man up. Minor league guys get called up to show Tito and Carl Willis and the group what they are capable of doing. And for a guy like Cody Morris yesterday, you know, what better teaching moment than to be put into a situation where, all right, you've been a high draft pick, you're a guy that we really think the world of, here's your chance to pitch in meaningful games at the big league level, and, you know, what a learning experience for these young kids in that regard. I thought Stephen Kwan had a great comment when somebody asked him if, you know, playing this many games, the most he's ever played in his life, and at this intensity, you know, is that maybe causing him to have a teeny bit of a slump? And he said, I don't know. I've never been here before. And I thought that was the perfect answer.
Well, you know, Bob, you mentioned Stephen Kwan. Another brilliant play in the outfield again this past weekend. He's been sensational out there.
Yes. That was probably his best of many. I didn't see the analytics or the graphics or whatever that they do show on how far he had to go, how hard hit that ball was, how fast he had to get from point A to point B, diving full out to catch it in a very meaningful part of the ball game. He's just been terrific, both offensively and defensively. I think, going by defensive metrics and those sorts of things, that he is the top left fielder defensively. Again, when you look at the metrics and the defensive analytics in the American League. And Miles Straw's at the top at center field. So when you're built on pitching and defense, that's what shows up every night.
Remember when we were just admiring him for his walks early on in the season? That was kind of the big talk about it. Now, and we were always wondering, what's the outfield going to be looking like? That seems to have been put to rest.
Well, you know that's an interesting statement because, yes, we had been looking and looking for outfield, saying, you know, we've got all these middle infielders. We can create a pitching staff as good as anybody, both starters and relievers, but we were lacking in outfielders. Not the case. Obviously, Stephen Kwan, Oscar Gonzalez have come up and really put their stamp on left field and right field. Miles Straw, you know, comes over in a trade and really does solidify defensively our center field position. So pretty interesting. And we have a couple coming. George Valera, Will Brennan. There's a couple others coming that are pretty solid outfielders. So that has certainly changed.
Talking to Bob DiBiase of the Guardians this morning. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco. As we mentioned, it's a wraparound with an extra game in the weekend, so lots of games with the Twins. One more today. We're not done with them. They haven't left for the weekend, so we have this Monday with them, one game, this afternoon game, and then we head on the road, as you mentioned, to Chicago, out to Texas. And then we got a long homestand to kind of wrap out the regular season. What do folks at the ballpark can they expect? What things are happening that final week you got planned?
Oh, It's remarkable the final weekend, the week of the season. We finished with six straight against the Kansas City Royals, taking what we were not able to play at the beginning of the season as we were still in spring training and getting ready for the baseball season. So you took those three games and threw them to the back end of the year, so there's six straight against Kansas City. Tampa Bay comes in as well. So a nine-game homestand to finish off this regular season. We do go to Chicago, as I mentioned, huge three-game set, then to Texas, then we come home, and the season will end at October 5. CleeGuardians.com is the place to go to grab your tickets as we get ready for a big battle with the White Sox and our eye on October.
Eye on October. I like the way that sounds. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next Monday.
Take care, boys. Go Guardians.